This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. February 3rd is the last day Texans can register to vote in the March 3rd primary election on Super Tuesday. February 3rd also happens to be the day of the Iowa caucuses, the first actual voting in the 2020 presidential election. I don't have to tell you that political emotions are running high. Our better angels tell us to try and engage with people of different political stripes, but honestly, it seems like sometimes people prefer to argue instead of find some common ground. There's a project in Smithville, Texas, not far from Austin, that's trying to give people a hand with those conversations. Marley Duchovny and Casey Moore aren't from Smithville. They met as undergrads at the University of Delaware. They graduated last year. And when they were deciding what to do next, Casey says they both noticed something really critical was missing from the world of politics and policy they had studied. They wanted to do something about that, so they hit the road.
As we were thinking about what we wanted to do after graduation, both of us were public policy majors, so we knew we wanted to be involved in policy and politics in some regard. And we kind of kept coming back to the same conversation, which was this frustration of and kind of inability of people to come together and have important conversations about some of the most pressing issues of our time, with everything from healthcare to climate change to student debt to all these really important issues that our generation is going to have to solve in a lot of aspects.
So yeah, setting up a nonprofit to encourage conversation among people who disagree politically seemed like it would fill that gap. But where to do that? Marley says they tried to model what they would be asking of others with this project.
A lot of what we're advocating for is people to step outside of their comfort zones and have difficult and sometimes contentious conversations. So we wanted to kind of put that on ourselves as well, to get outside of our comfort zones. So we decided to drive cross country to Texas. But Texas is a big state. You can fit, I believe, 108 states of Delaware in here. So we had quite some land to choose from. But we wanted to make sure and ensure that we could get a wide range of political opinion. So we felt that being close to Austin was a good choice, but we wanted to really be part of a community outside. And so we decided on Bastrop County. And then from there, it really was all about where can we find housing.
So Smithville presented this kind of perfect storm incubator type place for Casey and Marley to launch Project Divided, especially since, as Casey points out, the town's division by railroad tracks actually exemplifies the work the two of them are trying to do.
It wasn't that long ago where there was still people that are living in this town now that went to segregated schools. So that's like a huge present thing, I think, especially for our generation, where we often think about that as being like a long time ago. But for so many people, that's still like a strong reality in their lives. And they grew up with that. And even though it's not necessarily like the same, it's still there and present and affects people's lives. And I think there are definitely people that want to cross those divisions. But I think we also have to have the conversation about, is that safe for people to do? Like, are people comfortable with that, and like create a space where people feel that they can do that?
Railroad tracks are a physical division that can be crossed by just taking a few steps. Marley says encouraging people to cross political divides can be way harder.
I think that what we realize that we're contending with is a lot of human issues. And this is why you see it not only in politics, but in so many areas of our lives. We group into people who are similar to us, or we perceive as being similar to us. We have, you know, in-group, out-group. That's an old evolutionary kind of side effect. And then we have kind of like the fact that psychologically we like positive feedback. So if I'm going to talk to you and you're going to be like, yeah, like you're spot on, I'm going to leave with that kind of like endorphins running, feeling great. On the other hand, if someone's like, oh, I don't think you've totally got it, that feels terrible. And we want to avoid that negative emotion at all costs.
So what does it take to get people to dig in and be willing to experience some of those negative emotions to cross political divides? Marley says it starts with a basic human building block, making connections.
So if I, as one individual, want to do something to impact political polarization, truthfully, the best thing that I can do is to try to build relationships with people who are different from me, ideologically and in other ways. And keeping that relationship is hard work, but really important, because when we no longer have those ties between people, it's so much easier for politicians to really kind of utilize that disconnect and for us to begin to dehumanize each other as individuals.
Casey says another way to start these conversations is to ditch political labels.
A lot of people don't feel represented by either the Democratic or the Republican Party, or people see those labels and think, oh, because you're this, you're X, Y, and Z. And that is not always the case. So I think by not assuming those labels on someone and actually trying to engage in a conversation and kind of get beyond the talking points is definitely one small way that we can try to connect more as human beings.
In all this talk about crossing divides and civil political discourse, you might be wondering about Casey and Marley's own beliefs. Where do they come from politically? Casey says on paper, they're members of the same political party, but that doesn't mean they always agree.
Even Marley's and I, political views differ. I think we're both like still trying to figure out what our, you know, exact views are and what those kind of look like. I mean, we both of us are technically registered Democrats. So what we try to do is have an advisory board of people that are Republicans and libertarians and all sorts of different things.
So what does it really look like to sit down and talk with someone with different political beliefs in a civil way? Casey offers a few ideas from their own experiences.
Some of the tips and tools that we tell people we try to use ourselves. So the one that I think is the easiest is like using I statements. So like when I'm like having this conversation with Marley, I'm going to say, based off what I've read or based off my opinions or my personal experiences, like this is the conclusions that I've come to. So not like making any assumptions about Marley's lived experiences. So coming from a place of like where I've personally experienced things definitely starts the conversation off on the right track, because you can't necessarily argue with what I feel, but we can argue about like the policy nitty gritty. The other thing that we've really found is helpful is using our values to kind of guide those conversations. So by framing an argument through your values or framing an argument through someone else's values, it definitely lends to a better way to understand where the other person is coming from, I think, too.
People seem especially charged when discussing politics as the 2020 election gets closer, but Marley says they hope the discussions and work will continue beyond this November.
We should be encouraging people to get super involved, no matter what their party is, in registering to people to vote, in working in local elections and national elections, door knocking, all of these things. But also we need to kind of keep an eye out for the fact that there is a day past 2020 and we have to continue to work on these huge problems and try to find solutions with each other. And we need to keep an eye out for the long-term health of ourselves and our democracy.
Casey and Marley hope people will join them tomorrow to practice a little bit of what they've been preaching. Project Divided is hosting a Smithville chili cook-off and conversation Saturday from 2 to 5 at the Smithville Rec Center. You're encouraged to bring some chili to share and some thoughts about what you'd like to see for the future of Smithville. You can find out more about the project at projectdivided.com.